part of the game.
Martin wore short sleeves.
I just want to know, is this side of the room smell a little bit more than that one?
Jesus.
Well, everybody's packed
it's
on this side.
Question.
It is. Like,
it is.
There is nobody on this side of the room.
Slanted coverage.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody's a right-handed shot. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Okay. I'm watching you see the guys kind of, you know, turn it on more in the third period there, especially after getting that.
Oh, well, it's like it just comes down to our season. And that was it. And that was the discussion in the room was, do you want to give yourself the play, you know, have to give yourself a chance to play past next Sunday? So if you don't, then play the way we did in the second. If you do, play the way we did in the third. And, you know, get a couple good breaks. But it was just, we really pushed. Actually, it's funny, I think the end of our second period, that last 5 minutes, we really pushed. Obviously caught a big break on the offside call. And we go down two, it's a little stronger or higher climb back, but I thought we really carried some momentum there. You know, we scored, it was, and kind of pushed us into the third period, and I thought we had a really good, you know, first 13, 14 minutes of the third. You know, and then we took the penalty and they scored, and then we were a little bit on our heels after that. But that response in the third, you know, the guys showed their will and it paid off.
How big was Kobe's goal from 17 seconds to
go? Oh, well, that's, you go in down. I even think we still have the feeling we could come back, but as I said, we'd had a really good 4 or 5 minutes there before that goal, and to be rewarded was big.
How's Garrison?
I don't know. We'll see. I think you know, he was getting tired, and it was getting to a point where, you know, where there might be some reaggravation. So you know, he was not going to be effective anymore. So he's going to go.
You talked a lot about the rookies and how, especially early on in this second half of the run, they would help the other guys down, let the veterans kind of take over from there. Now it seems like they've obviously been taking a little bit bigger step here. You see them kind of grow up a little bit before very eyes here in the playoff type situation to be able to contribute.
Well, we've needed them, and in just different ways. And you know, you got to be really happy for Adam Ernie, who's, you know, been chipping away. He doesn't really have any points to show for it, but makes a really strong move to the net for the first goal, and then you know, just threw a puck in the net in the second, and they went in for him. But he deserved his breaks tonight, and you know, the Yanni Gourdes. You go down the list of the guys that have really helped us out, but you look at that secondary scoring that you need. We needed that, and then in the end, when we needed that third period, you know, the big line was huge, especially led by Palat. I thought he was a man child out there in the third.
You mean to have Johnny back in the line?
Well, just to have those guys, that it's an inspiration in the room. You could just tell by the energy when we went out in the first period. The pregame, all the guys were really excited that, you know, the guys care and they're fighting to get back, and, you know, they're not near 100%, but they're trying to help the team win. And, you know, you look at Johnny's game tonight, he, you know, he chipped in with an assist. He won some big draws for us. You know, is his speed the way what we're used to? No, but he was responsible around the ice, and so was Garrison. It was just unfortunate that you know, Gary got hurt again.
In your mind, do you have to go 4-0 this year?
I don't know. All I know is we have to go 1-0 on Tuesday.
Coach, you're winning games with guys outside of your organization nobody ever heard of. How big is it for them to come up and basically put their finger in the dike and keep you guys afloat?
Well, we've seen this a little bit before, and when, you know, even last year, it was, what was it? I got the Blundell. Blundell, yeah, Blunden and Marchessault, these guys coming up, and they just give you a different look, different feel in the room, different energy, and it's it was great for us. This is different because there's way more injuries, and it's to a lot of guys that have impacts on our team. and it really helped. So it's been great to see.
That offside challenge, was that something you saw or something that Nigel or Brian got?
Teamwork. That was a teamwork one.
Have you ever seen a game where three goals were taken off the board for three completely different reasons?
Yeah, that was, they were, you know, and I can't, you know, the, I don't know, they were, I can't even see, were they black and white plays? I don't know. Was it a timely mask coming off Boots' head? But it was, you know, we caught the breaks when we needed them, and sometimes you need them to when you win hockey games.
Good. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.